Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, April 2nd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. 2001, A Space Odyssey, an iconic American sci-fi film directed by Stanley Kubrick and co-written with Arthur C. Clarke, was released. Known for its pioneering special effects, it won an Academy Award for Best Visual Effects. With its profound narrative, it remains a seminal work in film history, celebrated for its innovative storytelling and visual splendor. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect smaller waves on Tuesday, with waist to occasionally chest-high sets at focal points. From Wednesday, a leveling off with a new northwest swell. A south-southwest swell increases later in the week. Wind conditions are variable, trending to onshore midday. Tuesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2+ feet until noon. After that, it's nothing but the chop. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with the 2-foot outgoing tide, when the east swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 3 mph. The first low tide Tuesday will be 0 feet at 12 a.m. with a 3-foot high tide at 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's partly cloudy and feels like 52 degrees with 3 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:09 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:33. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 61 and wind of 5 to 10 mph. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 54. Looking ahead in the weather. Wednesday greets us with mostly sunny skies and a high near 63 degrees, while clouds increase at night with a low around 54. Thursday turns mostly cloudy, reaching 59, with potential light showers after 11 and cooling to 52. Friday sees shower chances amid partial sunshine, a high of 57, and slightly clearing by night to 52. Saturday is mostly sunny, but only reaching 59 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is advancing plans to establish a vast electric vehicle charging network, aiming to facilitate electric car ownership and transition its 5,000 vehicle fleet away from gasoline. The city has chosen True Upside Consulting to deploy the network across 400 parking lots in various public areas, requiring no initial investment from the city. However, a 10-year revenue-sharing deal might lead San Diego to reimburse up to $60 million for the infrastructure, with hopes of covering costs through revenue and grants. Despite the potential benefits, city council members have raised concerns about the financial implications, seeking a detailed assessment before approval. This initiative is part of San Diego's broader climate action goals, including significant reductions in emissions and a shift towards an all-electric vehicle fleet. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark led the Iowa Hawkeyes to a thrilling 94-87 victory over the LSU Tigers, advancing to their second consecutive Final Four. In this high-stakes rematch of last year's championship game, Clark's outstanding performance included 41 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. Her achievements not only underscored her status as this season's standout star, but also broke multiple records. As the regional's most outstanding player, Clark's focus remains on capturing the national championship that eluded Iowa last year. The victory over LSU, a team that previously bested Iowa decisively, showcased the Hawkeyes' determination and skill, with Clark's long-range shots particularly highlighting their third-quarter dominance. This win brings Clark and Iowa one step closer to their ultimate goal, while her record-breaking senior season continues to cement her legacy in college basketball history. Last night in local sports, the Padres, at home, lost to the Cardinals 6-2. And in national hockey, the Kings on the road lost to the Jets 4-3. Tonight, the Padres are at home again to play the Cardinals. In the NBA, the Lakers are on the road in Toronto to take on the Raptors. And the Clippers are on the road in Sacramento to play the Kings. In top news, Cognition Labs, an AI startup focusing on a tool for coding, is in discussions to secure a valuation of up to $2 billion in its latest funding round. This valuation would mark a significant increase, nearly 6 times its valuation from just a few weeks prior. Backed by prominent Silicon Valley venture firms, including Peter Thiel's Founders Fund, Cognition Labs is riding the wave of intense interest in AI technology. Despite being in its early stages and lacking significant revenue, Cognition's potential is underscored by the investor enthusiasm surrounding AI startups, mirroring the rapid valuations seen in companies like Mistral and Perplexity. With its AI coding tool, Devin, Cognition aims to revolutionize software development through automation, indicating a broader trend towards the integration of AI in coding and software development, amidst growing concerns of an AI industry bubble. In business news, let's take a moment and look back on the history of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's journey since its creation in 2009 has been marked by remarkable growth and significant volatility, showcasing its evolution from a novel digital currency to a major investment vehicle. Initially valued at less than a penny, Bitcoin's worth skyrocketed to over $70,000 by March 2024, demonstrating both its investment potential and its susceptibility to dramatic price fluctuations. The cryptocurrency, founded by the mysterious Satoshi Nakamoto, operates on a blockchain, offering a decentralized alternative to traditional currency. Despite its use in criminal activities, Bitcoin's appeal lies in its independence from central bank regulation. Over the years, Bitcoin has witnessed several key milestones, from the first real-world transaction, where 10,000 Bitcoins were exchanged for 2 pizzas, to regulatory actions by the IRS, and its adoption by entire countries, like El Salvador, as legal tender. Halving events, aimed at reducing the rate at which new Bitcoins are mined, and predictions by investors like Kathy Wood about its future value, have also been pivotal. As of 2024, with another halving anticipated, Bitcoin remains a potent symbol of the digital age's financial innovation. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now just below $67,000. Ethereum is at $3,300. And Solana is $184. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The Odysseus lunar lander, developed by Intuitive Machines, made a historic landing on the moon, marking the first U.S. mission to the lunar surface since 1972. Despite a challenging landing that resulted in the spacecraft tipping over, it remains operational. Launched on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket, Odysseus represents the first successful soft landing by a private spacecraft, part of NASA's initiative to engage private companies in lunar exploration. The mission overcame obstacles, including navigation issues and communication challenges, to continue its scientific objectives on the moon. And in entertainment news, Bruce Springsteen made a significant cameo on the penultimate episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, showcasing his natural talent for acting. Playing himself, Springsteen effortlessly fits into the show's universe, interacting with Larry David's character in a storyline that combines humor with a bit of social commentary. His performance, while playing a version of himself, suggests Springsteen could explore more acting roles. This cameo not only adds to the list of memorable guest appearances on Curb Your Enthusiasm, but also highlights Springsteen's potential for a second act in his career within the acting world. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Stanley Kubrick, the acclaimed director of 2001, A Space Odyssey, Full Metal Jacket, Spartacus, and many more.
Reminds me of a conversation I had with Steven Spielberg about what was the most difficult and challenging thing about directing a film. And I believe Steven summed it up about as profoundly as you can. He thought the most difficult and challenging thing about directing a film was getting out of the car. I'm sure you all know the feeling. But at the same time, anyone who has ever been privileged to direct a film also knows that although it can be like trying to write War and Peace in a bumper car in an amusement park, when you finally get it right, there are not many joys in life that can equal the feeling.
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.